Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, and the phones are open. If you want to join us here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Mark.
And bad news today.
Yeah, it couldn't get any worse.
Yeah, really bad news today.
It could have gotten worse.
It could have been worse. I could be in prison.
The jury's verdict couldn't have been worse.
Right.
Yeah, it was really bad. All eight counts guilty today, unfortunately. We will be appealing in this Crypto 6 case. And, yeah, I mean, it's pretty frustrating to see this, especially after... It was a lot of optimism, I think, after the defense and after
the entire trial.
Yeah.
There was a lot of optimism because the prosecution didn't prove anything. They didn't show evidence for anything.
No, they really didn't.
I didn't. I agree. I sat out there. I thought that they put out a bunch of facts and then didn't do a great job of weaving them together. I do think that Seth did a pretty good job of weaving them together on the last day. Apparently a good enough job. And, you know, I...
But not to prove something, right? Just to make a story that if you believe his version of the story and to make his assumptions, then maybe you could call him guilty. But
I don't disagree in any way. I'm just saying that when you lose, the best thing to do is to be the bigger man. And, you know, it's sad. I'm sad. I'm gut punched. I'm gobstopped. I really hate it.
Yeah,
and I want it to not be true, but you know they won.
Yeah, they sure did.
Congratulations!
The jury bought the story, and it's a shame.
It's not even just a matter of buying a story. I'm not even giving them that. They found you guilty of not paying taxes, knowing you had a burden to pay taxes. Meanwhile, the FBI, the IRS never even messaged you even once.
That's true.
And you are a church. So it's more than just that. They just don't like you. They wanted to make you guilty. And there was at least one woman hater on the jury, so.
A woman hater?
I meant to say man hater.
Man hater.
She went and smiled at Ian at the end.
Hmm. How could you tell? Does she have a mask on?
You can tell when someone's smiling.
All right. Fair enough. There's really not much to say. We obviously can't talk about the appeal. But it is going to happen.
Yep.
Say that much.
There's appeals, and they will be on points of law. And, you know, obviously you can't. You know, we know they're listening. They're very clearly listening.
They talk about it every day.
Hello, Georgina. Could you please go after the FBI agent that pulled the wires out of the back of my broadcast deck?
Yeah, she'll get right on
I'm
that.
Still bitter about that. I mean, I still feel like he compromised the First Amendment rights of 500,000 Americans when he did that.
Yeah, she'll get right on that.
Well, she doesn't actually listen and then play exactly what you said in full context. She just makes it sound like you said something you didn't.
She picks one word out and then says, oh.
And then creates something about it,
yeah.
You know, or fabricates something around a word.
Yeah, like actually today she just straight up lied when she was trying to argue to the judge that Ian should be put into prison today. She told him, Ian got on his radio show this week and said that he knew he wasn't supposed to contact Melanie Neighbors, but he did. And
yeah,
that just never
true.
Happened. That,
yeah, that
he didn't
that,
say that.
That is a full-on a non-factual statement.
Right.
Because you, I remember the situation. You're like, I think I can talk to her.
Mm. Yep. So that's the situation, and thank you to everybody who supported me and the rest of the Crypto 6. Aria also still has her sentencing to come. She took a guilty plea on the money transmitter count, so she's facing up to 5 years on that. There's a maximum of 70 years for all the charges that I'm facing, but due to, what do they call it?
Sentencing guidelines.
It won't be 70 years, but the prosecution said today they would be pushing for 20.
Yeah.
In this particular case. Now,
that's a long time in federal prison.
I haven't reviewed the guidelines myself at this point yet, but I'll be doing that at some point.
I tried reviewing them, and I couldn't figure them out.
Yeah, there's like a big book. It's really complicated.
It is very complicated.
So, you know, who knows whether the prosecution's right on their demand or estimate or whatever. So that's all. That all still remains to be seen. Sentencing is going to be in mid-April at this point, so several months from now.
The judge can still dismiss the charges, though.
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting thing.
There's motions to dismiss charges.
They're pending.
That are still under advisement.
Yeah.
So, that's an interesting point.
It doesn't seem like that's going to happen, because normally judges don't dismiss charges when you ask them to. But
juries are sacrosanct.
Happen.
The judges don't mess with them very much.
Mm-hmm.
And, like I said when we started this, the FBI doesn't tend to lose. You know?
Yeah.
They just don't tend to. When they bring charges, people look at them like... These are the white paladins of justice.
Yeah,
even though they admitted on the stand.
Shifty. They looked really shifty.
They didn't go after any scammers.
Yeah.
It's sad. I mean, you caught more scammers than every FBI agent that entered that courtroom combined.
That's a fact.
But they don't want to know about that. They don't want to hunt those people down because they know how difficult it is to get them.
Do you want to hear the FBI or the Department of Justice press release that they put out today?
Yeah, I do.
Please. Got that here. So according to them, this was released earlier today, Ian Freeman convicted on all counts relating to Bitcoin money laundering scheme. U.S. Attorney Jane E. Young announced that a federal jury convicted Ian Freeman, 42, of Keene, on all counts of money laundering, conspiracy to launder money, operation of an unlicensed money transmitting business, and tax evasion. There was also, by the way, a conspiracy to money launder in there as well.
And a conspiracy to money transmit.
Sorry, they did mention that. Yeah, the other one was conspiracy to money transmit. According to trial exhibits and witness testimony during the 10-day trial, Freeman laundered over $10 million in proceeds of romance scams and other internet frauds by...
That's not according to evidence. That's according to something somebody suggested may be true.
By exchanging U.S. dollars for Bitcoin, by failing to register his business with the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network.
Because I would have changed anything about the scammers that they didn't even attempt to go after when they had good information on them.
Yeah, and I love the idea that they brought up over and over the these other places that sell Bitcoin. Come on, you know the scammers are using things like Coinbase. Mm-hmm. What would have stopped any one of these ladies, or in some cases men.
Scam victims, you mean?
Scam victims, from... going to Coinbase,
mm-hmm.
registering, and buying Bitcoin with wired money.
Nothing at all. They would show their ID, and the scammer would have told them to go to the bank and send a wire to the exchange and walk them through that that procedure.
Yeah, nothing would have changed it.
No. Go ahead.
Now that we're at this, can you answer the question for me? Why is it that the rates on local Bitcoin are higher than rates on, say, Coinbase or Kraken? This was a point that Seth, the prosecutor, made today over and over again, and I don't know the answer.
You weren't there the day that he randomly chose a purchase and said, look, the rate on that is 2%. What's that? That's 2%. That's 8% less than 10%. It was just some random one. It's not... like, he looked up and found the average rate on Kraken.
Where was the 2% rate on Kraken?
He looked at a bunch of purchases from Kraken, chose a random one.
Mm-hmm. And said 2%.
Said, well, see, you paid 2% for this one. It's only if you're buying, like, a whole bunch at once
Kraken
that would
be less
so
than 2%.
Small.
It would be, like, a 0.2% or something.
That one that he said. But
so
I'm
can
just
you
saying,
explain it?
It's not average.
Sure. And I think I did explain this to the jury during during my testimony.
But, I don't remember that.
But in that case, you know, maybe some people, or no, I don't know if this did come up, but, you know, some people don't want to have to go through an exchange. They want to have a personal, you know, somebody take them through it. They want to have somebody to communicate with. They don't want to have to go through and try to understand how to use an exchange. You know, and there's a market on local Bitcoins, and people compete in that market, too.
They do.
You know, so it's still
the allegation by the prosecution is that market is entirely composed of scammers.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's true. And I suppose you could, I certainly find it believable. I know, I mean, I've met people who want to have their Bitcoins private. They want to it not be known whence they came or whatever.
Yeah.
And I know that market is willing to pay.
Yeah, that's another reason.
But I just don't know. Like, I don't believe for a second that everybody on local Bitcoins is some kind of scammer. And I also wonder, are there that many people that are willing to pay 10% for Bitcoins if you could just tumble?
People do that over at the vending machines all the time. In fact, a lot of the vending machines charge 20%.
They do. I understand that that's a true statement. I just don't know why.
And they still require your ID.
Yeah.
The number is 603-283-6160. You can join the show here. This is free.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open. If you want to join the show, you can do that at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you want to learn about Bitcoin, I understand that it might be a bit of a scary thing with all the people being arrested and charged and companies being targeted by the SEC and the FBI.
The prosecutor said over and over again in this trial that buying and selling Bitcoin is not illegal.
That's true.
Is it really scarier than just waiting for it to become CBDC, or dollars to become CBDC, and you have to just be controlled
central,
in every way by them?
Bank digital currency.
Right.
That's what that's called. So if you want to learn about Bitcoin, because, you know, you're right, Mark. He did point out that it's not illegal, but they say that you have to do it the way the government says to. But go to Bitcoin.com.
Has anybody done that isn't, like, a multi-million-dollar company? Is there a person out there that's buying and selling Bitcoin that hasn't had to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for government licenses in order to do this?
I'm sure there are plenty of them on localbitcoins.com right now.
You think there's people on local bitcoins that have money transmitter licenses in all 50 states?
Oh, I thought you were asking if there are people who hadn't done those things.
Oh, because I don't think there are.
That the government wouldn't go after is what he's saying.
Yeah, there's probably some, but yeah, probably most of them know. But you can go and learn more about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, a cryptocurrency over at Bitcoin.com by clicking Get Started right there at the top of the page. You can also get the latest news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. In fact, we do have news about the Bankman. He has been released on a $250 million bond, which they're saying is the largest ever, apparently, pretrial bond in history. So we can talk about his case, plus the Ron Paul story that we've been teasing for two nights now on Free Talk Live. And we've just been so busy on the phones in the last couple of days, we just haven't had a chance to really dig into what Ron Paul has to say. And I think it's important, so I do still want to get to it. But it's Ian, Bonnie, and Mark here in the studio tonight, and we have been talking a little bit about the very disappointing jury verdict today of all eight counts. I was found guilty on all of them, even though there's not a single victim of what it was that they alleged that I did.
Well, they certainly act like everybody who was brought up on that witness stand was a victim of you. That's what they
ridiculous.
Act like.
Ridiculous, even though they'll straight up say, they'll say it, that I didn't victimize anyone in these counts, but they say that I was involved in some sort of money laundering scheme without presenting any evidence of that whatsoever.
Yeah, the people on the jury probably just went, I'm sad that these old people lost their money. Like, I am too.
Mm-hmm.
But
it
doesn't mean punish whoever you see in front of you.
Yeah.
And hope that makes it better. It didn't make those people better. The FBI's not even helping them get their money back.
The FBI admitted they're not investigating most of the scam artists.
I wonder if the jury...
It'll help them. They'll get 10% back, or thereabouts, by restituting all those victims 10% of
their
money.
They're not
victims. Not doing that. That's what I was going to say. I wonder if the jury knows that... No matter, even if Ian had to give the government $100 trillion, they're not going to give any of it to the scam victims. But they already explained that in Renee and Andy and nobody's...
Zero restitution. There's zero
sentencing.
Restitution in this case. Mm-hmm. And they didn't name those people as victims. They named the banks as victims earlier on in a motion they filed months ago.
Okay. Well, I'll bet you the jury thought that.
Yeah, I bet they did. And they thought a lot of things that the feds wanted them to think. And now, you know, sentencing comes up in April. We are going to appeal this. We're going to try to stay out of jail throughout the appeal. It's a possibility. However, I'm now cranked up on the bail conditions. So if you've been listening to the show since the raid on our home, the insane raid attack on our home in March of 2021, then you know that once I got out of jail on $200,000 bail in June of that year or late May. At that point, they had an ankle monitor on me and all kinds of, you know, I couldn't leave the house without having a schedule put in. And it took us the bulk of a year to finally get rid of that. I think actually over a year to get rid of that ankle monitor. And it's been nice having it off.
Yeah, it was over a year. I think you got
it
like August or June. Off.
Or July or something, yeah.
You got it on in June, but you got it off in like August the next year.
Something like that. So it's been nice having that off. In this case today, the judge ordered me again to be on electronic monitoring, which means spyware is coming back on to my computer and my phone.
Prosecution was very particular about that, so the judge didn't forget.
Yeah, even though there's been no evidence of, you know, the concern is he's going to keep doing money laundering or something like that, even though there's been no evidence whatsoever in the last, you know, year and a half or whatever of me doing anything in regards to,
well,
to that.
What they were upset with at one point was, you know, there was an account that Bonnie did some work on, and, you know, they decided that you did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they,
she was working at your direction.
They just said, Ian made Bonnie do this, and they never let me talk about it or anything. They didn't ask me. They didn't do any research. They just told the judge that Ian made me do something with my own church's funds. It's ridiculous.
And that was back in August of 2021.
The church hired you to manage things because, you know, Ian can't touch funds. And I know that because I'm on the board of the church. And so we needed you to do those things. You know, it's not that there's no merit to their argument on this. It's just that, you know, I mean, the expectation
there's
is...
There's no merit to the argument. That,
well, they just locked up all your money.
What you're talking about isn't money laundering.
Nope.
It's not some sort of criminal thing where she's going on local
Bitcoin. You didn't money launder to start with,
no,
Ian. They just, you know, 12 people in the state of New Hampshire decided you money laundered because they got sad mm-hmm. that some old people lost money. Yeah. And I understand why they would get sad. I was sad, too. But money laundering didn't occur. The opposite of money laundering occurred, and all one had to do was look at the evidence to see it. But the case was good enough. I mean, I was gobstopped that this money laundering, of all of them. Here I was sitting in the courtroom, count one.
Guilty.
Guilty. Count two. Guilty. Now, these are the money transmitting, and of the ones that I expected him to be found guilty of, those were the ones I found most likely.
That's one of the more confusing on the law point kind of charges.
And, you know, my expectation was that the next several charges would be not guilties. You know, there's another six charges. I figured we're going to have not guilties in here because those charges didn't make sense to mm-hmm. me. And they said on money laundering, count three, guilty. I'm just like, what? How could they say that a person who said, I can't knowingly sell you Bitcoin, was saying, wink, wink, nod, nod, go ahead and buy Bitcoin at my machine?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not how the law works.
Yeah,
it needs to be actionable. You know, like, it needs to have occurred, and it didn't.
Yeah.
And after that, the next time he came up to him and asked him if he can use his machine, he said, I can't tell you, you can do that. And it's
he
just,
said, okay.
Yeah. maybe it'd be one thing if he said, I'm going to do it anyway, and you just didn't say anything, but he agreed not to,
yeah,
it sounds like.
He sure did.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's a sad day.
You just have to be wanting to punish Ian to say that those things are guilty.
That's right. And that's a good example of jury, the reverse of jury nullification, right? Like, you know, the jury can do anything they want to do.
It's true. I think that in large part, Ian is not understandable to the average person. So they're like, well, why would somebody do this? Clearly they would do this in order to scam people. If I was doing this, I would be trying to scam people. But that's not what Ian was trying to do.
There's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. Phones are open if you want to join the show. Bring up whatever is on your mind here on...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News update. Over 100 million Americans are getting blasted with a wicked winter storm. Blizzard warnings are up in places from eastern Montana all the way to Buffalo. Cities and counties surrounding Minneapolis are being warned of impossible and life-threatening travel through tomorrow night. Over 2,000 flights have been canceled so far today as the country is in the grips of a nasty winter storm. Airports in Chicago and Denver are feeling the most impacts.
Sounds like every single hour counts in trying to figure out when you're going to get home.
The weather looked not great. Great for a white Christmas, not good for travel.
Even being delayed, let's say a day or so, is a big deal.
President Biden calling for unity as Americans are readying to celebrate the holidays in a Christmas address from the White House. Biden said there is more that unites us than that which divides us. Dave Collins, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. You can join the show. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. We have our own social media site, social media platform. It is running the Mastodon system, and you can go and join that over at social.freetalklive.com. That is a free thing that you can do, and it allows you to have more freedom to express yourself than a lot of these big tech corporations. So head over to social.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, I believe we have Joa from Breaking the Flaw on the line with us here. Joa, welcome.
Hello. Do I sound okay?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
All right. Oh, I just wanted to call in and just say I'm very disappointed about what happened today. Yeah. I'm usually on a Thursday night, so that's why I wanted to call in.
Thank you.
Unusual listeners. And, but, yeah, and I'm glad to see that you're free-ish. I mean, like, not locked up, you know. But I hope the best for your appeals. And, I'm trying to make it to all those as well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It may be quite a long time before an appeal gets heard at the First Circuit Court, as I understand it. There's quite a delay. It could be another year before that happens.
Wow. Okay. Well, I don't know if you're allowed to talk about all that and stuff, but I do want to compare this to something, and I made a tweet earlier, and this has to do with Sam Bankman, how he is, you know, able to post bail right away, you know, and he's out free. You weren't able to do that.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
They
yeah.
fought against him being able to post bail for, what, 3 months?
Right. If somebody's economically dangerous in the world, it's Sam Bankman Fried.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah, and it's provable. You know, it's like the facts are already out there. Everyone knows that it's, you know, he funneled money and everything like that. Yeah, it's a wild situation here, like with the FBI, you know, targeting the wrong people, and then, yeah, they're going after Bankman, but there's a good chance that he's going to get off on all this. And he does have same bail conditions, or similar conditions, where he's ankle monitored and forced to be in home confinement in California at his mom's place.
I thought he flew into to New York.
He did, and then he flew out in his private jet to California.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So you mean the people he ripped off's private jet?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, that's a good
way to put it.
They
took everything they could get of Ian's. Mm-hmm. Everything right. but his home, basically.
Well, that, yeah, so I guess Bankman put his estate up for collateral, similar to what you had done. And
it was his parents'.
Did he use his parents' house?
That's what it says here, according to according to CNBC.
Did he buy them the house?
I don't know, but according to
how can you use someone else's property for collateral?
Anybody can post that bond. So likely his parents posted bond for him.
Yeah, according to the story at CNBC, the terms of his PR bond were agreed to by prosecutors and Bankman's lawyers. Says here that his bond was secured by equity in his family home and by the signatures of his parents and two other individuals with, quote, considerable assets. In addition to the $250 million package, which prosecutors called the largest ever pretrial bond, the former crypto billionaire will be required to wear an electronic monitoring bracelet, submit to mental health counseling, and restrict his travel within and between the Northern District of California and Southern and Eastern Districts of New York.
So he can travel the country?
You just can't even between those districts.
District in California? I mean, New York and California?
Apparently.
It's like all of the United States that anyone wants to go to, basically.
Well, no, what I mean is, I think they mean he can't go outside of those districts without special permission, meaning that he can fly from the Northern District of California to the Southern and Eastern Districts of New York and vice versa, but that's it.
Well, you weren't allowed to go to New York for actual business reason.
For accepting an award for this talk show and the Freedom of Speech Award. Yeah, they denied my ability to do that. But, yeah, you guys make a great point that they fought tooth and nail to keep me behind bars for months. You know, I was there 69 days before the judge in this case finally essentially overrided the order of the magistrates. The magistrates, which are the lowest level of federal judge, had ordered that I stay in jail, and then the actual judge in the case ordered that I have to be released because it's just a financial so-called crime.
Well, it's not like he did that right away.
No,
it took him a long time to finally decide that.
These things take, federal court is slow, right?
Took him multiple hearings. It wasn't like his first opportunity he took it. It was his third or fourth opportunity he finally took it.
Yeah, Joe, anything else you want to share here tonight?
No, I think that was pretty much it. It's a good comparison. I think they're going after the wrong people a lot of times. But, you know, Bankman is a good one they're going after. He's connected. So
I don't think they're really
knows?
My own. I know this is just a theory, but my theory is that they're not really going after him. This is just another step in the laundering. He gets quote unquote caught. He pays the money to the government. It's laundered to the government.
Right.
Joe, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Check Joe out over at Breaking the Flaw. It's his channel on both Odyssey and YouTube. And I appreciate your time, man. All right, so we got more here at 603-283-6160. Since we're talking about it, in the Bankman case of FTX, this failed cryptocurrency exchange, as you might have guessed, his cohorts are turning on him, his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, I bet they are.
Yeah, as you would have expected that to happen. his ex-girlfriend, Ms.
Which I think is Ellison. Interesting and instructive in your case.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't really turn on you.
They not the other at all.
Not the co-defendants, at least.
Yeah, the co-defendants didn't turn on you. There was, you know, the incident with Melanie, and she got scared, and...
And Melanie was like an acquaintance who is crazy and so obese that it has to affect her brain. So it's not like she's just like Ian's best friend, and she was just like, you know what, I know everything about this man. He's actually bad, and I'm doing the right thing and going to the government. She's mm-hmm. just a complete idiot, and... Well,
I think she was mistaken in this case, and I don't think her testimony was meaningful, but
yeah, it didn't really even
I would
help
say
the prosecution.
That I understand what it's like to have small kids and feel like that's what, you know, you're protecting or whatever.
Well, if you're that stupid, you shouldn't have small kids. If you're, I mean, like...
Either way, most people, the vast majority of people, did not turn on Ian.
Right.
They just refused to do so. Even the people that testified for the prosecution in this circumstance said, nope, Ian's a great guy.
Yep, that's right. And it didn't help, apparently.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, the jurors just had it in their mind that you were a bad guy or something, or maybe you should have known, I guess.
It's ridiculous. We continue here. Bad Slave in New Hampshire. Go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Thanks again for taking my call.
Sure.
I am ashamed of the people of New Hampshire that are trying to cage you and I've been upset since I found out about the verdict earlier and I don't know what my answer is. I don't know how do I solve this. It's just disgusting.
Yeah.
And my only question for you, Ian, that I can think of at the moment is, did Mark Sisti have any comment about the potential for, appeal.
Yeah, we're definitely appealing.
Mark Sisti was, vehemently of the opinion that an appeal is in the process. And the judge, actually, when I was sitting up there, the judge said that there were appealable issues. So, that's something that's going to happen. But I think that more importantly, now's the opportunity to look at what it takes to soothe oneself in this circumstance. This is loss. It's sad. Mourning, it makes sense. You got to figure out what works for you for soothing. Don't
drink. Bad Slave, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Mark.
Join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. I do want to say thank you to Robert Grogan, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. You can join Robert over at amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to get behind what we do here on Free Talk Live to help us bring the ideas of liberty and freedom and peace to more people all around the country and around the world, which, of course, obviously people need because they just do whatever government tells them to do. It's really sad. But we're here doing it 7 nights a week, so if you want to help us out, then please go and do as Robert Grogan has done and join as a silver level, or you can go higher than that if you want, but all we ask is $5 a month over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. You get some perks like access to the AMP-only podcast that has our full radio show without the recorded commercials. That's one of the benefits that you can get, and there are others, so go to learn about it over at amps.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. Cameron is on the line, I believe, calling us from New Hampshire. Go ahead, Cameron.
Yes.
Welcome, sir.
Now, I'm going to channel my Conan stuff right now, where I believe it's these NPCs and these people everywhere that they just see somebody going up on the stand being like, they're here for a reason, and, you know, they're a bad person, and it's bad, 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 and yep. we got to convict, and that's all there is to it, because, I mean, it's disgusting. That's what's happened in the last 2 weeks I've been seeing. You know what I mean?
It's the government said so, so.
Yeah, it's really tragic. Yeah. I mean, I had thought, okay, you know, juries, I know they're not reliable. I know. I've seen the trials.
Yeah, I know trials.
I've seen juries convict my friends, my peaceful friends before. I knew the odds yep. weren't good, but I also knew the feds really didn't have much of a case.
They sure didn't. It's, I mean, I sat in there the vast majority of hours that this occurred, and it just seemed like so flimsy.
Yeah.
Like they didn't hit they don't have the elements of the crime, but. Yeah.
I knew I didn't do anything to harm anyone else, and I knew they had a lousy case.
Right,
and
the old shadow of a doubt, you know?
Yeah, reasonable doubt.
Reasonable doubt, yeah. Yeah.
Reasonable doubt.
There was plenty of that in this case.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that would find Ian guilty of money laundering does not understand the jury instructions surrounding reasonable doubt.
Mm. Mm. Right.
But, you know, the point of my call is, like, these people can't be trusted. I don't know what you got to do.
Yeah.
I know. I just want to be able to get away from the federal government, but you just can't.
No, they can't be trusted, unfortunately. But, you know, my thought was, okay, well, this is still the best chance I have, right? Because you could take a plea deal, and then you're guaranteed to be guilty. You cannot undo, basically, a plea deal for the most part. There's very, very rare circumstances that would allow you to undo a plea deal. And, you know, then I'm at their mercy in that particular case. And you don't get the chance to file any kind of an appeal on a plea. And so it's like, well, you know, I know juries aren't particularly reliable, but I figured I had a better chance in New Hampshire than I did in someplace like New York, in the Southern District of New York.
Sure.
You know, to the judge's credit, at least he allowed us to put on our defense, unlike, you know, in the Ross Ulbricht trial, where they just weren't even allowed to have a defense or call witnesses or whatever.
Right.
I mean, we gave it our best shot, and we went down.
You know, I think you struck gold, you know, to some extent. I was rooting for you, and I was, you know, going high on it, and I was like, man, Ian might have this wrapped up, you know, you get one juror, but it's just so disappointing.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Cameron, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it. I just got to exacerbate my thoughts. I mean, you know, I'm here with you guys in spirit. You know, I'm watching you live, and I don't know.
Thanks, man. I appreciate the call and the thoughts, and thank you. I know you're a longtime listener and supporter, so I definitely appreciate it. Thank you, Cameron.
Thank you. Yeah, you've got to figure out a way to soothe yourself. You have to, you know, like, don't dwell on this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not going to change anything.
It won't change it, that's for sure.
You can sit there and you can lose sleep. You can drink yourself into oblivion.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you don't wake up in the morning, you drink so much. You know, it happens.
Yeah, that's not good.
When you do wake up in the morning, maybe you wish you didn't because your head hurts so bad. You know, you've just got to figure out a way to not dwell on it. And we'll give yourself time to heal, give yourself time to mourn. All these things are acceptable. But the woulda, shoulda, couldas.
You're going and thinking about the past, like if it would have happened like this, it's just not good for you.
Yeah. It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a system that doesn't work.
And it actually hurts you.
And if you have systems for dealing with loss and sorrow, I'd love to hear them right now. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. I'm definitely feeling that, you know.
Well, I think you said something good the day beforehand, which was, and I'm sure you'll correct me on my recollection of it, but it was something to the effect of that God has a plan, you know, and if it doesn't go the way you think it's going to go, there's still something, you know, there's an intention here. There's something that is, there's a reason for this, whatever that is. Even if we can't see it clearly at the time, you know, it will probably become clearer in hindsight later on.
Right. Your vision of what God is may differ from mine, and I understand that. Just go ahead and work with this statement as best you can. This one's for me, you know, so that I can work through. You know, God has a plan. And if this being that created all that we can see, all of the known universe and all the unknown universe and everything, the dark matter. If this being wants a thing to occur, it must be for a reason. And the things that are come out of that thing, whatever that is, are presumably for the best for those who, you know,
it's not even presumably. It's you can know that it's for the best. That's just what evolution is. It's that the things that God chooses, God's will is love, and love is just higher and higher evolution. And I really think that the only way out is through this, and the only way is up. And
yeah, I
and
agree.
If you were God, you wouldn't ask little hairless monkeys running around on the planet, you know, living their lives. They're short. They're instantaneous lives.
Mm.
How you should run things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would run it the way that you need to run it in order for the best things to happen. And you know, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. And Ian did what Ian thought was best, which is and you know, the church was behind him on this.
Mm-hmm.
That is to say, I was behind him on this.
Mm-hmm.
He asked, can the church spread Bitcoin since Bitcoin is a sacrament of the church, it's a peaceful and just currency. And I said yes, because this is so. And he did what he thought was best. And, you know, maybe the consequences of that, maybe we made mistakes. I don't know the answer. I can't say. But I can say that if you think you're doing the right thing, and you're trying to do the right thing, the vast majority of the time, things will work out for the best. And if this is the best, this is the best.
I want to go to Sydney on the line in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Sydney.
Hey, guys. It's been very upsetting hearing about this verdict. And I think Mark, you know, he summed it up pretty well right there. But personally, I mean, to deal with it, I get upset first. I think it's very unfair what they've done to you. And everybody can see that. And I think, you know, my question for you, I guess, and as time goes by, you can change your answer, but is, would you do it again? Would you continue to do it if you could, or if, you know, do you continue to stand by your actions? Again, that answer can change as time goes by, but I'm curious right now how you feel.
Well, I mean, it was, I felt it was my calling to do this as a mission to spread peace. I still believe that is ultimately what that Bitcoin is doing. It is undermining the warmongering state, and the more dollars we can get out of circulation and into things like Bitcoin and gold or silver, the more disempowered that state is. Were there some things that I might have done differently in hindsight in that path, in that process? Yeah, I think so. But ultimately, I don't think that it would have made a difference, because these scam artists are so good at what they do. They are really persuasive. They fooled not only their victims, but they also fooled me. I was one of their victims.
It makes me so angry to even think that Ian was, like, spending all this time trying to spread Bitcoin and get in, like, normal people's hands who wanted it. And presumably, there were just as many people who wanted it, but they were taking up Ian's time. And it just really pisses me off that there's people out there that do this, and I wish there was, like, an easy answer. But, listeners, it is not give money to the FBI and they'll go after them, because they explained in this case that they will not do that. They didn't even try. They had a lady testify that she had been talking to her scammer up to that week, and they hadn't, and she told them, and they hadn't asked her any questions about it. They didn't try to help her at all.
Nope.
Catch that scammer.
They were trying to catch me. Thank you for the call, Sydney. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join us on Free Talk Live Hour 2.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.